Right now, it's time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff, the listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game in the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, I'm Scarlett DeBees from Westchester, New York.
Scarlett DeBees?
Scarlett, yes.
Oh, my gosh. That is a fantastically romantic name.
Thank you.
Do you break men's hearts while jet-setting around the world?
No, I don't do that. What I actually do is I go into women's closets in person or virtually, and I give them real overs instead of makeovers.
What is a real over, though?
Real over is that a woman can actually be comfortable in her clothes, she can walk in her clothes, she can see herself, and she can like how she looks and feel like she's herself and not trying to look like Beyonce.
Well, that's ridiculous.
All right, wait a minute. What? Your client were Beyonce?
I would just say I can't work with you.
Yeah. Scarlett, great to have you with us. You're going to play the game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Bill, what is Scarlett's topic?
Brother, can you spare a dime?
In these tough times, you don't always have the things you need, but you can find a way if you're creative and you really, really lower your standards. This week, we had a story of someone figuring out a way to get by on limited resources. Our panelists are going to tell you all about it. Guess that true story. You'll win Carl Castle's voice in your voicemail. Are you ready to play?
I think so.
Do you think so or do you know so?
Well, I'll know after I hear the three stories.
Good point. All right, first let's hear from Roy Blunt Jr.
Cliff Asbury, mayor of the big little town of Thornsdale, Pennsylvania, decided that Thornsdale needed an annual pageant. The theme would be Game of Thorns. So what'd they need first of all? A dashing dwarf, like on the TV show and like old Tipper. That would be Thornsdale's own Tipper Niff. Unfortunately, Tipper Giff was shot and killed 2 weeks ago by a local man who many have described with the expression jealous husband. In nearby Pittsburgh, Mayor Asbury found professional actors who happened to be dwarfs, but they demanded payment far exceeding the Game of Thorns budget. So, Mayor Asbury made do. Although he stands 5'10" himself and is kind of ordinary looking, as he puts it, the mayor himself played the dashing dwarf role with a sign on his back that said, "Handsome devil, barely 4 feet tall." Local reviews were mixed.
Your next story of making do with less comes from Paula Poundstone.
It's not new news that Downey, California is suffering a severe water shortage. Therefore, you may have guessed that Downey, California doesn't have the money to fill the municipal pool. However, you might not have guessed in a million years that the Downey swim team is having their best year ever. Although their pool is dry, most of the other teams in their league, Whitney, Anaheim, Buena Park, still have water, so their away meets are issue-free. The Downey team practices are unusual and may be the secret to their success. "Our workouts require lots of imagination," says Coach Ellen Buffington. "The freestylers can easily simulate their stroke while standing up. It's simple enough to windmill the arms, and the flutter kick is close enough to a small running step. The quantity of arm strokes is combined with the time to determine a swimmer's overall score. The away meets have been a problem for the team, but they dominate their home meets." "It's stupid," says opponent Anaheim swim star Andrea Orabona. "Of course they win their home meets. No other team does the backstroke by running backwards." "And someone is going to get hurt doing the Downey breaststroke."
A swim team in Downey, California, having to make do without water and finding a way to dominate, at least at home. Your last story of limited means comes from Charlie Pierce.
Members of the Dutch military currently can praise the Lord all they want, but that's all they can do because there's no ammunition to pass. The army in the Netherlands is suffering from a severe shortage of small caliber ammunition, so much so that on the various firing ranges and during training exercises, the soldiers have been reduced to shouting, "Bang! Bang!" in lieu of actually firing their weapons. Jean Deby, the president of the Dutch Union for Civil and Military, said that even if you have no bullets, you still have to train with your weapon. This is obviously disastrous for the morale of the military. So far, there are no contingency plans in place in case of other ammunition shortages. Dutch bomber pilots are not preparing to shout, and so far, the famous NATO 88th Armored Onomatopoeia Regiment has not been deployed.
All right, one of these stories is a true story about scraping by that we saw in the week's news. Was it from Roy Blunt Jr., how in the town of Thornsdale for their Game of Thorns celebration, the perfectly tall mayor had to pretend to be a dwarf by putting a sign on his back. From Paula, how a swim team in California has learned to swim without water in their pool. Or from Charlie Pierce, how the Dutch Army has to walk around saying bang, bang, because they have no ammunition.
First, they're all equally ridiculous. I'll say the first.
Okay, well, your choice is Roy's story. Well, to bring you the correct answer, we talked to a reporter familiar with the real story.
This is the state of the military in Europe. God help us if they run out of tanks and Humvees, or we'll find them running around yelling vroom, vroom.
That was David Martosko. He is the U.S. politics editor at DailyMail.com, talking about the poor Dutch soldiers. So as you figured out, you eventually landed on Roy's story, which was charming but untrue. He earns a point. So thank you so much for playing our game, and it was lovely to talk to you.
Thank you. Same here.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Scarlett.